The U.S. Senate voted yesterday to confirm two members of the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission. One of those nominations was approved over the outspoken objection of Alaska Republican Lisa Murkowski. KTNA's Philip Manning followed the vote and has the story.
The Federal Energy Regulatory Commission, or FERC, had two members confirmed on Tuesday. Cheryl LaFleur, acting chair of the commission, was approved in a 90-7 vote. The vote for the second nominee, Norman Bay, had a much closer vote of 52-45. The vote on Bay's nomination fell along mostly partisan lines, though two Democrats did break ranks to vote with the Republican minority. Senator Lisa Murkowski of Alaska was one of the more vocal opponents of Norman Bay's nomination. Murkowski, the ranking Republican on the Senate Energy Committee, says that part of her reason for opposing the nomination has to do with President Barack Obama's intent to make Bay, a first-time commission member, the chairman of FERC. It's the agency that, among other things, licenses hydroelectric projects, like the proposed Susitna Dam. That's far from all there is, however. Senator Murkowski explained in a floor speech on Tuesday what else FERC does.
In the energy world, FERC regulates midstream everything. The chairman is its CEO, and under his or her leadership, FERC regulates interstate natural gas and oil pipelines, LNG import and export facilities, the sale of electricity at wholesale.
Senator Murkowski also says that Norman Bay's tenure as the head of FERC's enforcement division has also raised questions. In the past, she said that she would not necessarily oppose Bay's nomination if it were not for President Obama's plan to promote him to chair. On Tuesday, however, she mentioned questions about Norman Bay's handling of enforcement for FERC. In the end, Bay's nomination was confirmed, albeit not by a large margin. While Senator Murkowski says she does not always agree with acting FERC Chair Cheryl LaFleur, she does support her nomination to continue on the commission. Robert Dillon, a spokesman for Senator Murkowski, refers to LaFleur as a liberal Democrat, but says that the senator has been impressed by her ability to lead. In Talkeetna, I'm Philip Manning.